Good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Seattle's mayor, Ed Murray, is 2 months into his new term. News analyst Joni Balter says Murray was off to a very strong start, but the honeymoon is ebbing.
Think of it this way. The mayor is still on the joyous honeymoon, but the hotel has slid the bill under the door, so he will soon be heading back home. Honeymoon winding down.
Uh-huh.
The mayor, as you know, was having a few amazing months. I mean, think about it. He comes into office with Super Bowl fever, the city in the best mood ever.
Mm-hmm.
All the hoopla. He goes on the Colbert. He leads the Seahawks parade. And then there was some substance to it as well. All the committees he appointed to study the minimum wage, hire a new police chief. He was taking action. He was decisive. But he hit a very rough spot last week with the mangled handling of an officer misconduct case by his interim chief, Harry Bailey.
Yes.
So to review the case really quickly here, an officer threatened to harass a journalist for asking questions about police handling of a case in the International District. And the original finding after all this process and everything was misconduct with a penalty of a one-day suspension. Well, then what happened and what made this so noisy here was Chief Bailey reversed the finding and ordered training for the officer in question. You know, he thought it was more productive to train the officer rather than send him home to watch Netflix.
Which kind of makes sense. But then Chief Bailey reversed his reversal. Why was that?
He did that on Monday. The mistake was supposedly Bailey's wrong understanding that the misconduct part of the finding would hold while he sent the officer to training. The public response, the media response to this contributed to the mayor's change of heart. It does not match the idea of police reform, which is now underway and very important to this mayor, very important.
Yes, and the city council held hearings into this issue about this journalist and some other officer misconduct cases yesterday. What's that all about?
Well, it's another example that the honeymoon may be ebbing. If you think about it, you know, Murray has gotten along almost perfectly these last few months with the city council. But this is as close as you can get to taking the mayor to the woodshed. You call his people before you in front of a public audience, and it might be the end of the harmonic convergence that has taken over City Hall. And this is still a little awkward. You have to think about this in a different way. Obviously, council members have a job to do, and they are doing that by airing out these concerns. But five members of the Seattle City Council endorsed Ed Murray, so they're sort of on the team. Think about it. The public safety chair, Bruce Harrell, endorsed the mayor. Tim Burgess, the council president, endorsed Ed Murray. So they're sort of on the team, but they have to be careful also on this other side to do their job. But at the same time, they don't want to be so overbearing on one issue.
Well, isn't all well? I mean, the mayor and the police chief have reinstated that misconduct charge against the officer in that the case of that journalist, and they've apologized.
They did, and we should talk about that for a minute. Who doesn't admire a politician who can really admit when he is wrong? I can't help but think of maybe Mike McGinn. I don't know if he would have hunkered down or been able to admit the mistake the way Murray was able to do so. And Murray was pretty straightforward about the mistake by Monday. He said, I'm the mayor, the buck stops with me, so this mistake was mine, and today I am fixing that mistake. And Bailey did something very similar, said something very similar, and he actually used the A-word, apology. He said he personally apologizes and he deeply regrets the confusion and misunderstanding that all of this created. This is good news about both individuals, you have to say that. But here's a point I have to make. In the most high-profile case, the biggest mistake here was that Friday press conference. This is where the mayor and the chief doubled down on the decision to reverse the finding.
Yes, the mayor supported his police chief.
He stood by him. But, you know, they held one press conference too many is another way to say this.
Hmm.
You don't go full bunker if you don't have all the facts or if you're unsure. You stop talking. And I might do that right now.
Okay. She's done. News analyst Joni Balter. Joni, thanks.
Thank you.